Roman numeral 3. Jesus is the author of faith, the originator, the inaugurator, the source, and the cause of faith. A. The faith of the believer is actually not their own faith, but Christ entering into them to be their faith. 1. Our believing is our appreciation of Christ as a reaction to his attraction. Romans 10:17. So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. 2. In the natural man, we have no believing ability. We do not have faith by ourselves. 3. The faith by which we are saved is the precious faith that we have received from the Lord, the God-allotted faith. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith, equally precious as ours in the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. 4. When we look away unto Jesus, he, as a life-giving spirit, transfuses us with himself, with his believing element. 5. This faith is not of ourselves, but of him who imparts himself as a believing element into us, that he may believe for us. B. Faith is a substantiating ability, a sixth sense, the sense by which we substantiate, give substance to, the things unseen or hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. 1. Substantiating is the ability that enables us to realize substance. 2. The function of our five senses is to substantiate the things of the outside of the world, transferring all the object items into us to become our subjective experience. 3. As the eyes is the seeing, the ears the hearing, and the nose is the smelling. So faith, our spirit of faith, is the organ whereby we substantiate everything in unseen spiritual word to us. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And having the same spirit of faith according to the which is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Small a. We must exercise our spirit of faith, our mingled spirit, to believe and speak the things that we have experienced of the Lord. Small b. Faith is in our spirit, which is mingled with the Holy Spirit. Not in our mind, doubts are in our mind. 4. We do not regard, look at, the things which are seen and temporarily, and the things which are not seen and internal. Small a. The Christian life is the life of things unseen. Small b. The degradation of the church is the degradations from unseen things to seen things. C. The Lord's recovery is to recover his church from things seen to things unseen. 5. Faith is to believe that God is. 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, to make God happy. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to well pleasing to him. For he who comes forward to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. 7. He who comes forward to God must believe that he is. Small a. To believe that God is to believe that he is everything to us, and that we are nothing. B. To believe that God implies that we are not. He must be the only one, the unique one in everything, and we must be nothing in everything. 11.5. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translations, he obtained the testimony that he had been well pleasing to God. C. To believe that God is to deny ourselves. In the whole universe he is, and all of us are nothing. D. The Lord was saying, I am the great I am. I am the one who is. You must believe that I am, and you are not. E. This is faith. Oh, the joy of having nothing, and being nothing, seeing nothing, but a living Christ in glory, and being careful for nothing, but his interest down here.